Hello, hello, what is up? Eman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Today, review natin yung performance ng binuo nating blue chip dividend portfolio last year. Actually, 2 years ago, kasi 2023 na. Ginawa natin to noong 2021. And ito yung mga prices ng mga stocks na to back then. AAP, Abilities Power, was at 22.80. DMC, nasa 5.93 lang. Globe was at 1840 that time. Meralco at 282 pesos per share. And then PLDT-TEL nasa 1328. So, kung binili nyo to noong 2021, so nabigyan din kayo ng dividends. So, ito yung mga dividends na nabigay for that year. And ito yung dividend yield for 2021. So, kung makikita nyo dito, slow grind lang talaga kasi pagpasok ng 2022, ito yung mga dividends. And ito yung percentage change from the original market price na nag-entry sa mga stocks na to. So, yung comparison from 2021, ayan, diba? Kita nyo naman. So, yung change, 26.86%, 53.54%, 37.24%, 21.88%, and 52.71%. Then, pagpasok naman ng 2023, ito yung mga current market price. So, AP from 30 naging 35. DMC, actually, yung pinaka, yung biggest winner sa mga stocks na to. Kasi pagkakanumpare natin yung prices ng 2021 to 2023, ang laking difference, 5.93 to 11.80. So, diba? Kita nyo naman, bukod sa nababayaran sa dividends, nakita nyo na nag-grow talaga yung and yung portfolio. So, hindi, kumbaga, stagnant lang basta. So, two ways, no, kung paano ako kumita. Pero, syempre, hindi naman natin ibibenta to, ideally. And, hypothetical lang din naman itong, or imaginary, itong portfolio na to. But, yeah. Ideally, hindi pa rin natin ibibenta yung portfolio, yung mga stocks. Kasi, ang, kaya naman natin binili itong mga stocks na to is para mag-earn ng dividends every single year. So, no 2022, well, yeah, 2022 dividends, ang binigay is around 95,000 pesos. So, lumalaki siya every single year, no? Noong 2020, nasa 61,000 lang. Then, 74,000 noong 2021. Then, noong 2022, nasa 95,000 pesos. This year, probably, mas mababa dito yung ibibigay. We don't know. But maganda naman yung performance ng mga companies na to noong 2022. It's either na-retain nila yung kinita in comparison ng 2021 or nag-increase pa. And of course, kapag ngayon kayo bibili ng mga stocks na to, medyo tumasa talaga yung prices. Kasi kung ikumpara nyo from 2023 to 2021, ito yung percentage change. So yung DMC more than the double na dun sa original market price na binili natin in comparison sa prices ngayon. Yung iba, okay lang din. Like for example, Meralco and PLDT. Konti pa lang yung increase niya. So you can still buy. But probably this year, mas magkakaroon tayo ng magandang chance na bumili. Lalo na kapag nag-concede na yung US na meron talagang recession. So pagka nag-soften yung labor market, kapag tumaas yung unemployment rate, doon magko-concede yung US government na nasa recession na talaga sila. And that will affect yung mga prices ng mga stocks natin, ng mga securities. And same thing sa crypto and other risk on assets. And makaka-apekto rin kasi yung pag-pivot ng US Fed sa mga prices, sa activity, or sa trajectory ng stock market. So, pagka nag-simmer na sila, pagka naging mas dovish na sila instead of being hawkish, yung may reaction ng market is, of course, magkaroon ng konting pump. Pero historically, pagka tingin ninyo yung history ng pag-cut ng rates, pagka nag-start sila mag-cut ng rates, dun bumabagsak yung market. And that might be a good opportunity to buy some shares dito sa mga blue chip stocks na ito. And of course, kung may mga nasa watchlist kayo na stocks na gusto nyo bilhin dati pa, then you can also buy those stocks at a discount if ever that happens. Pero yung kumbaga full proof na strategy is to just DCA or PCA. Peso cost average, dollar cost average. Whatever the price is, pagka gusto niyo yung stock, kapag ang system nagbibigay ng dividends, then you just buy it whatever the price, consistently. So sabihin natin, every month, bumibili ka na itong limang stocks na to. Like sabihin natin, nakaalat ka ng 10K per month. Then nakatiin mo yun sa limang to kung kaya mo bumili. But I think hindi pwede sa Globe and sa Meral and sa PLDT kasi medyo mahal yung stock price nila. So nasa 219 Globe and then 1,400 pesos yung PLDT. And syempre may mga sinusunod tayo na what you call this, na board lot when it comes to stocks. So hindi siya kumbaga ideal na capital allocation per month if bibili kayo ng Globe and ng PLDT. But when it comes to Aboy Dispower, DMC and Beralco, it shouldn't be an issue. But yeah. So, kita nyo talaga dito yung growth. So, nung kasi 2022 ko lang ginawa itong total gains. Actually, dito hindi ko pa sinama yung dividends ng 2020 kasi hindi naman natin 2020 ginawa itong portfolio, itong imaginary na portfolio na to. So, ang inad ko lang dito is yung percentage gain nung taon na yun. Kung kailan ko gila. I think May 2022 ko to in-update. And then, yung dividends na nakuha for 2021. And then, when you go to 2022, nakuha natin yung dividends na around 95K. That was the biggest in the last 6 years. Nasa 544,000 pesos na yung kinita natin if isasama itong gains na to. Syempre, unrealized yun. So, kapag tinanggal natin, it should be sabihin natin na ito lang. So, nasa 169,000 pesos yung kinita nyo pa rin in just a span of 2 years. So, dalawang bigayin pa lang ng dividends noong 2021 and 2022. So, sabihin natin may consistent na ganyan yung kinikita nyo in just 5 years. Almost 50% na rin yung kikitain ng portfolio nyo. And hindi pa nung kasama yung capital appreciation. Pero syempre, meron din potential for capital depreciation if mababa yung stock prices pagka nag-check kayo. But yeah, essentially, 50% na yung gains as a whole ng inyong portfolio. Kasama na dyan yung unrealized gains and of course, yung actual realized gains nyo from the dividends. And again, yung main goal for holding, for in the first place, for buying and holding these stocks are yung dividends. Kasi consistent sila nabibigay ng dividends every single year. And hindi sila nagka-cancel ng dividends basta-basta. So, itong mga company sa to, kaya siya blue chip stock. Kasi reputable na company ito. Malaki yung kanilang market capitalization. Kilala yung mga maganda yung reputation ng mga company sa to. As well as yung reputation nung mga nagpapatakbo sa mga kumpanya na to. Kaya ito yung nire-recommend ng karamihan sa mga newbie investors. Kasi, syempre, risk-averse karamihan sa mga bago sa stocks, sa mga bago sa investing. They don't want to risk that much. Kasi nga, bago pa lang sila. They are just testing the waters. Para sa akin, you can't really go wrong with blue chip dividend stocks. And ito, pinapakita ko nga sa inyo yung parang proof or evidence that it works. You just have to buy. And again, yung 1 million is a big capital. I know that most of us hindi kaya like mag-invest ng ganun kalaki agad-agad. But you just have to build up your portfolio. So sa lahat, kahit mag-start ka 1,000 pesos, magiging 10,000 pesos yan, magiging 100,000 pesos yan, magiging 1 million, magiging 10 million. Just have to trust the process and enjoy the process. And yeah, regulate your emotions, especially kapag ka bumabagsak yung stock prices. Huwag kang mag-cut loss, huwag kang mag-panic sell. Kasi dun talaga marirealize yung losses if you do that. And of course, dapat naintindihan nyo kung ano yung binibili nyo. These are risk on assets. And kapag ka naintindihan nyo yun, you can also explore yung monetary policy ng bansa natin. And mini-mirror lang din naman natin yung monetary policy ng US. So, you might as well study the monetary policy ng United States. So, yun lang, quick update lang. And dito pala sa taas, nilagay ko na rin yung 5-year average dividend yield for these 5 stocks. sa pagkaginawa natin, yung average, so nasa 5.72%. That is the sweet spot para sa mga dividend paying stocks. 5%. 5% pataas. That is very good. So ito, ang pinakababa dito is yung AP. Kasi tumataas rin yung market price niya. Bumaba to nung 2021, I believe. Around 21 pesos or even 20 pesos if I remember correctly. Kasi tinanggal siya dun sa isang parang index or whatever that is. But yeah, again, ni-remind ako palagi ng mga viewers ko kung ano yun. But yeah, tinanggal yung AP dun. And nagpanic yung investors. Ilang investors and then nagbenta. So, kaya nag-pullback ng konting prices. But ngayon, above 30 na ulit siya. Actually, 35 pesos na siya. So, yeah. Then DMC, this is again the biggest winner sa lahat among these 5 stocks. Then Globe, steady lang lagi above 2,000. Meralco, above 300 na siya ulit. And then yung PLDT, bumaba siya ng konti kasi last time nung nag-check tayo, nasa 1,900 siya. And then ngayon, nasa 1,400 na lang. So it might be a good time to buy, but again, malaking chance na magkaroon pa ng mas magandang buying opportunity this year. So the best strategy is either magantay ka ng konti, then magpile ka ng cash, and then eventually kapag ka bumagsak yung market, you will buy. Kapag ka nangyari yun. Then, yung second option, which is what I'm doing, like nag-DCA or PCA, whatever the price is, I just buy in and just keep my bags with me. And antay lang lagi ng dividends. And syempre, kapag nabayaran ng dividends, ibibili lang ulit natin ng mga stocks na yun. Actually, ito nga, di ba nagbigay ng dividends noong 2021 and 2022? Hindi pa natin reinvest ito. So, umbaga, cash lang yan na natanggap natin. So, pagka ginawa natin yun, syempre, magbabago dito yung percentage change. Magbabago din yung total gains. Kasi, it's either pataas natin na bili or mababa natin na bili at that time kapag binigyan tayo ng dividends. But that will take more time on my end to calculate everything, so I just want to keep this simple para mas mabilis din or mas madaling maintindihan. But yeah, that's gonna be it for this episode. Thanks guys for watching. Like, comment, and subscribe, and always remember, be peso smart.